It's like spring today. It's 70 degrees. It's
so nice out.
Have you been outside?
Oh, I've been outside in and out all day, baby.
Where have you been going?
Just sort of outside to the car. What? Left some things in the car, so.
Okay, got it.
Took multiple walks today, and by that I mean to the car that is 300 feet from my front door.
Heard.
But kind of, like, took it in while I did it.
Of course, yeah.
Like, was kind of, like, smiling on the crosswalk, mm-hmm. made, like, some light banter.
That's
great.
Like,
oh my God, it's great out, and everyone's like, yeah.
No, so true, and it's amazing out.
Yeah, I had a TaskRabbit today, so that was sort of
for
my,
what?
Like, my friend interaction. Bringing some furniture home, me and Ted both have bad backs. So we're pretty much the most useless T-for-T, trans-mask couple that exists,
because yeah.
neither of us can help you move.
Right.
It definitely knocks our collective sex appeal down like 8 points that we couldn't help.
No, it's okay. I mean,
thanks.
It doesn't matter. You guys live together.
That's so true.
You
so,
know, so yeah. the only people you're fucking over are each other.
Yeah. Really, it does suck.
I, a year and a half ago, performed an entire move for someone that I had been hooking up with for like 2 weeks.
Right. And happy
lesbian visibility
and week. Happy lesbian visibility week.
Yeah. And then like, put together all of her furniture.
Right.
While she sat there being like, my stomach hurts.
Yeah.
And I was like, lay down. I'll take care of it. Aries.
Aries have serious baby energy.
But Becca is an Aries, but...
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
But Becca also is self-sufficient. There's some Aries out there who are giving baby and are baby.
I guess we don't know that.
About Becca?
Yeah. How can
oh,
we know?
No. We look over, Becca's in just a diaper. We're like, holy shit.
Heard you've been really dumb recently.
Okay.
No, sorry.
Okay, what I was gonna... So just to preface what that was, at the beginning of these episodes, I like tell Friday keywords of things that I want them to remind me of during the podcast.
Yeah.
And it was like, I'm dumb.
Yeah.
But I think what I was trying to say with it was... Mm. And I don't even know how to say it. I recently have discovered that, like, feeling dumb
mm-hmm.
is, like, the main thing that makes me horny, I think.
You're gonna have to break that down because I don't understand.
Like, I feel so, like, motherly around people if I feel like I have to, like, explain things or, like... Mm-hmm. Because then I, like, feel like I have to take care of this person. I'm not relaxed at all, which is also why I'm only ever horny when I'm high, because
you're
I'm
dumb.
Relaxing for the first time mm-hmm. since the last time I was high.
Right.
So.
Right.
And that's, like, the only way I could ever feel horny at all. But also, soberly, I was horny recently mm-hmm. because I was feeling kind
dumb.
Of dumb. Yeah. Kind of like,
yes.
sort of like, wait, what? Like, I'm learning. My mind's growing right now talking to you.
Okay, so Jewel, so what that is,
mm-hmm.
that's just like you are attracted to people who are like on your same level intellectually
right.
or beyond.
Yes, totally.
And in fact, the more beyond your intellectual level they are, the hornier you feel.
And it's
because
so
you're like,
hard.
I get to be a dumb baby idiot.
Not a baby.
Okay, sorry.
Or an idiot.
A dumb
honestly.
Adult.
Not
beauty
an idiot.
Queen.
Yes, exactly.
A dumb adult beauty queen.
Yes.
Or,
but not dumb, just like interested. I can be interested. I've been fucking interested in what so many people.
Yeah.
Horrible.
No, you're killing it.
I just feel like a lot of times I'm like, I don't know. Receiving new information is really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling like you can learn something from somebody is exciting. And that
yes.
is like the only, that is tying with weed horny for me at this moment in
okay.
my life. If that makes sense.
Well, thank you for that breakdown. I'm
basically
thrilled.
I'm just saying new way of me for me to get horny unlocked.
Okay.
Because for
yes.
years it's been like literally only if I'm high. But I think it's because people like seem funnier to me when they're high.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'm like LOLing and I'm so interested in having a great time, but it's probably just because I'm high and
right.
they're saying like nothing.
Oh, what are you manifesting?
Mm.
Do you have any weekly manifestations?
I had something pretty wild happen to me.
Okay, tell me.
So 3 days ago, mm-hmm. I'm cooking. In my kitchen, I'm making eggs for breakfast.
Yum.
And I look down at the pan.
How do you make your eggs?
Huh?
How do you make your eggs?
These were over easy with 2 pieces of sourdough toast and a side of banana and strawberry cut up and hot sauce.
That sounds really good.
It was amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm making that. I'm just like looking at this pan that I'm cooking in. And I was like, this pan's going to kill me. Like something's, you know how they say like some pans kill you because they have like chemicals coated on them?
What you just said is, you know how they say. Who's they, first of all? What non-binary told you that your pan is going to kill you?
It will. Have you guys heard this?
Yeah, yeah. Your pans? What do you mean?
Cheaply made pans are coated in, what's it called? It starts with a T. And so as they wear away and you're putting heat to these pans, right, it starts to like melt and get into your food. Very dangerous.
Cool.
Same thing with like cheap, spatulas and stuff.
Oh.
So anyway, I'm sitting there looking at these eggs. I'm like, this is not good. And then I'm like, all right, let me research an affordable, nice pan that I can carry on with me, hopefully late into my 30s. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing some research and I'm like, okay, I really want this always pan. And it's like, you know, it's like 180, but it's a nice pan. And also, I don't really cook that much like that. So like, I really only need one nice pan.
Right.
So I'm thinking about making the investment, but I've also been spending a lot. And I'm just like thinking to myself, I'm just like, you know what? Like, I really want this pan, but I think it's going to come to me in a different way. Well, well, well. But 48 hours later, just before coming to this podcast recording, I receive an email from our agent saying, great opportunity for you to get some free stuff from Always Pan Company.
Wow.
You should just sign up for it. And what it was, it's we get PR packages occasionally from companies, and there's no, like, you don't have to post with it at all. It's just companies, like, sending out gifts to influencers. And it was for the goddamn Always Pan.
That is so powerful.
I go in, I type in. They let me pick a color.
Wow.
They let me pick exactly what I wanted.
Really? What you were looking at?
The exact one I was looking at, dude.
You literally need to be studied by professional manifestors all over the world.
Because it's true. This is how it goes. Mm-hmm. I'm literally skyrocketing out of the depths of hell right now.
Mm-hmm. You are from your flop era.
And I'm like hitting these successes on my way up.
Yes.
And they're just giving me energy to propel me even faster to the top.
Oh my goodness.
POV, I am healthy enough now not cooking with a poison pan.
Yeah.
The energy and sheer endurance that's going to give me.
Yes. Dude, the sustenance that the Always Pan is going to bring to your life is not only going to make you your best self, but is also going to change you into the person you were always meant to be.
Yes, exactly. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to move in into a one-bedroom.
To a one-bedroom.
I'm about to have this fucking pan.
Just you and the pan.
And no one's going to fuck with it.
No one is going to fuck with
it. I'm investing, or actually I'm no longer investing. I'm being given this pan. And I don't have to worry about.
You're investing your brand partnership.
Yeah, yeah. Totally. And I'll make 10 videos with the fucking pan.
Post
I'll get
fan
the
every
tattooed
day.
On my tits at this point. I'm blessed by this pan.
No. Okay, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
And this is going to blow the roof off this place.
Yeah.
I have 2 Always Pans.
Are you fucking serious?
And can I say love?
I didn't
they're
know
in
that.
There. I could go get it right.
I didn't
I go
know
get
that
it?
About you.
Should I go?
No. No.
No.
Unless you're going to give me one.
No.
Don't make me jealous.
So here's... You're getting one, though.
So I know we thought about maybe doing the BDSM quiz.
Yeah.
What I'm realizing, I guess I can do it on this phone.
Well, we can do it on the computer.
Okay. Can you
and
do
then
it?
We can get a visual too.
That's
yeah.
Great.
Perfect. It's so tall.
How do I screen record? Command Shift 5, right? Yeah.
Oh wow. You really know your tricks.
Yeah. All right.
Let's do it.
So first, Jules, we're taking the BDSM test.
Okay.
Do you consider yourself a freak?
Well, we were talking about this before where I was proposing we should make it like the freak hour. And then you were like, but we're really not freaks comparatively when it comes to like some things that you hear people around us do. And that is true.
Yeah.
Not in a I'm judging you way, like in a way of like, whoa, I that's cool. I never even thought of that.
Yeah, no, I considered myself freaky until I started, like, hanging out with people who were, like, really into some shit. And then yeah. I was like, whoa, I don't, like, thinking about that makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, I would consider myself, like, really... Like, I'll try anything once. Well, that's not even
that's
true,
not
actually.
Even true, and that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're right.
Is that I have that mentality, too. And I'm like, and you're like, oh, like, that makes me, like, freaky. Like, no, I've been talking to people who are like, no, I want someone to piss in my mouth.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
like, I love that for you. That would be emotionally scarring for
Got
me.
It.
Thoughts? Yeah. You'd let someone piss in your mouth?
No, I don't
What if
so.
They were so into it and they were really hot and smarter than you?
No, I don't think so. Maybe. Truly maybe, but probably not.
Volunteered at Planned Parenthood.
I mean, that's not that.
6 foot tall?
I don't really have a height thing.
All right.
That's actually too tall for me, if anything. Right, I'm like, right. Can't see you.
Wait, I feel like when I used to take this, I used to get like 100% on everything.
I know, but and I used to get like vanilla, but maybe we've switched now, wow, honestly.
Yeah.
Because I honestly kind of do feel like I've tried most things once. Of course not.
Right.
Take it out. Take it out.
Okay. Wow. We're in the 26 to 30-year-old range. Crazy. Oh, wait, shit.
What?
But we have to pick our sexuality beforehand.
It'll never work.
Okay, we can do other or prefer not to disclose.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to go through each question and discuss a little.
Mm.
I think I know what our... We're going to have similar answers on this one. Yeah. I like to be... Oh, wait, okay. I like to be dominated, especially in the bedroom.
I'm going to say absolutely agree.
You're going all the way?
Yeah.
Okay.
I 100% do.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I guess you're right. I guess the question isn't... You're right. Okay. Moving on.
It's not like
yes,
how
yes.
dominated.
You're right.
Right?
I like receiving pain during sex, BDSM, and seeing the result of it. No. Honestly.
Okay. For me, I like it a little. Actually, I like it a lot, but I'm also a pussy, so I'll be like, ow, stop.
Yeah. For me, it doesn't even, like, bring me, like, pain. It makes me angry. Like, especially with the hair pulling, I'm like, ow, stop. Ow.
Okay, if it, like if it hurts, it really depends. It really depends, and it honestly depends on the person being good at it.
Totally. That's so real. Same thing with choking. Sometimes I'm like,
yeah, like,
are
you
literally
trying
to kill me dead?
What are you doing? Yeah. Not, like, lightly restricting your airflow, like, here and there.
I had somebody, like, really go for it once. And I was like, oh, you're
ouch,
murdering me cold
like,
blood.
Like, literally, you're going to crush my windpipe.
Oh, wait. So, what are you saying for that?
I don't know because I feel like...
I'm putting third from the left.
It really depends. Like, you have to be good at it. But I guess we should assume that everyone's, like, good at it in these. Like, it's not asking, like, if someone's shit at this, would you like
right,
it?
Right, because then it's always going to be no.
So I'm
yeah.
saying agree.
Okay, cool. I prefer making the sexual decisions for my partner as this gives me more control.
It's going to be a hard one.
I'm going to go right in the middle because I'm a control freak.
Yeah, I don't want to make the decisions, but... Yeah, no, actually, I don't. I'm going to do left of center.
Okay, I'm good.
Medium orange.
I'm going dead center on that. I would like to have... Oh, here we go. This is good for you. I would like to have sex with multiple people at the same time.
So, I feel like I'm going to do... Well, I have in the past. Well, I would have sex with multiple people, but I'm like, I can't do that with my boyfriend there.
Yeah, I feel like maybe just take Ted out of it then. Just like, generally, do you like that?
Still, that sounds really overwhelming.
Okay, yeah. So, maybe it's not your thing right now.
I'm just going to put neutral.
Okay. I'm going to put, like... third to the right because it's not something I'm like wishing was happening to me, but in the times that it has, I've been like happy to be there.
Okay,
right. But I'm not, it's not like I'm like, oh, I gotta make that happen again.
Right.
I'm just kind of like, oh yeah, if it happens, that's fun.
Okay.
I enjoy it when people are watching me being naked or having sex.
No.
Don't look at me even if you're the one having sex with me.
I mean, but I like sexting.
That's completely
like
different.
I like nudes.
Oh. No,
and
different.
Isn't that kind of people looking at you naked? I don't want them to be there in person.
I think this is more
sex.
Like somebody watching you have sex in the corner of the room. Yeah.
What are they doing there?
Well, actually, you know what? I could be into it, but it would have to be for most. Again, this is something
right.
I would.
It's all circumstantial.
This is something I would try once.
Yeah, totally. Okay, so then maybe we shouldn't.
I'll put it in the middle.
Yeah.
This is something, honestly, I would try once, and it probably wouldn't take that much convincing.
No.
But I don't imagine I'd be obsessed with it.
Yeah. I go through an era with anything. Like, yeah. I went through an anal era.
Right.
And that chapter is closed.
Right, as you've said.
As I've stated so many times publicly.
Yeah. Do you want to read the next one?
Yeah. Oh.
All right.
Sorry, I was reading it in my mind.
Right, totally.
I don't like making sexual decisions. I prefer my partner to make them for me.
That's like dead center for me again. The decisions part, I'm like, yeah, I'm fine making decisions. It's more so like the dominant energy that I'm like not super, which I guess they could be one and the same, but not for me.
I'm going to say I don't like making decisions.
So okay.
I'm going to put that high.
Next page. Oh, here we go. I am willing to try anything once, even if I don't think I'll like it.
See, and here we are.
I think kind of like with somebody that I knew really well, mm-hmm. I think I kind of would be okay trying most anything once.
With the exception of?
I don't really want, like, nothing, like, I don't want to, like, eat, I don't know. I don't want anyone to pee in my mouth, I think.
Mm-hmm. You think?
And, I mean, I don't, but again, it's one of those things, like, I honestly believe I could be convinced. Yeah. I'm, like, pretty, you know, easily swayed if you give me a good game plan.
Right.
I mean, this is also
because like,
I've been peed on so many times.
Right. They're gonna numb to it.
That it's, at this point, I'm like, I can't tell it from water.
Right. No,
kidding.
You're like, just, you're like, let's go over the details. Like, is there parking? Like, no,
like in the shower, I could see me being convinced to do it. I wow. really could. And I'm telling you right now, I wouldn't like it. But I would try it.
I feel like I just can't even kind of say yes to this right now. At this point in my life,
dude,
which
yeah.
is so interesting.
No, yeah.
I'm just like, most things, I'm like, no, don't want to do that. Why would I do that?
Yeah, it's how, where you are at right now.
I don't know. If it's not like romantic kissing,
yeah, that's
I'm
sweet.
Like, I'm not into this right now.
No, that's beautiful. I just don't have anybody to romantically kiss, so my other options are to get like pissed in my mouth. Those are like the two things you can
right.
choose. So, physically restricting my partner during sex / BDSM with clothes, attributes, ropes, chains, etc., is arousing. No, because that's immediately putting all the work on me because they don't have the ability to move.
Yeah. I'm saying hard no.
Hard no.
I don't like that at all.
I actually, have you done that?
Tied someone up?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you just weren't that into it.
I was like, what are we doing?
You're like, and now what can you do for me?
Yeah, and what can you do for me? What am I supposed to do? Fuck myself?
Right, okay.
If I'm going to do that, I need like the air conditioning on and like a different vibe.
Right, totally. I like to be totally helpless at my partner's disposal, physically unable to resist what they do. This is a hard no for me.
Okay, this could turn me on, but also is a no.
Yeah.
Because, like, I just don't like how it's phrased. Mm-hmm. I think the problem is how it's phrased. Like,
would you like to be totally tied up?
For sure, that'd be fun. But, like, unable to resist what they do. Like, the implication is that, like,
yeah.
I couldn't be, like, I don't know.
If it was only good things, you'd be okay with it.
Why I'm so cynical about this test right now.
No, it's okay. It's vague, so you can take it in a lot of different ways. But if you're restricted but nothing bad was gonna happen to you.
Yeah.
That's okay for you.
Yeah, that'd be mm-hmm. super fun, like a massage.
Yeah.
Like a leg massage, maybe.
Ish. Okay. I'm gonna go no on that.
I'm going all the way yes.
Wow, okay. I have a thing for large age differences in sexual encounters or relationships. I would hook up with someone way older than me.
Yeah, like in Ithaca, we were MILF hunting.
Yes. I don't want to hook up with somebody 6 months younger than me.
Right.
Can't
right,
do it.
Absolutely. yeah, I'm going to go warm, vibrant chartreuse.
Okay. I enjoy playing or acting like a pet animal.
No.
It's a no. This guy.
Jules.
Stop. It's a no for me, unfortunately. And I honestly, like, role play is one of the things I think I ultimately would always say no to, kind of. Because I can't get into it.
Role play? No, we have to get into it.
You would. Do you remember when I was asked to do role play in that Airbnb in 2018?
Right.
This guy.
How could we forget the role play 2018 Airbnb story?
This guy I went to college or high school with. We were never friends in high school. We like matched on Tinder when I was home for like winter break. Hooked up one time and then he rented me a Airbnb, literally to have sex in, basically. And I got there and he started trying to do role play and he was like,
because you're an actor.
He was like, I thought you'd be really into this because you're an actor. And I was like, oh, I'm really not into it. And then he ate my ass and I was like, hey, sorry, I'm also like, I don't really want that right now. And he was like, oh, sorry, I thought that was your vagina. Anyway.
Okay.
If those Airbnb walls could talk.
No, literally.
Maybe he freaked out. Being treated with little or no respect during sex/BDSM arouses me.
No.
Treat me with some fucking respect.
So literally treat me like a princess.
Yeah. There is no reason why sex would have to happen in private spaces isolated from the outside world.
See, that's just ridiculous. What do you mean there's no reason?
See, like, what I think this is asking...
Even if you're into outdoor stuff, like, there's reason...
Totally.
...to not do that.
Okay, so forget that. Are you into, like, being anywhere out in public? Like...
Yeah, like, me and Ted have fucked when we were camping, and that was really fun.
Yeah. I've had
a closed tent.
Okay.
But on a crowded campsite.
There you go. I've had a lot of, like, sex in different places, like, pretty openly outside, and I always am super anxious the entire time and worried, so it's never fun for me, but yet, I haven't done it in years, that was more, like, in college, but those are my younger days.
Right. I just can't answer that, there's no reason.
I'm doing neutral.
Alright, fine, me too.
I find the romantic aspect in a relationship much more important than the sexual or kinky aspects. I'm gonna go medium. Medium.
Because I can only feel the romantic if the other aspects are there. Like, I'll just stop being in love with you. If, you know.
I can still feel romantically towards someone, but, like, I've gone on a lot of great dates with people who I really liked. And we've gone on, like, multiple dates and haven't hooked up, but I've really liked him. And we've had, like, crazy bad sex. Mm. I've been like, oh, damn, because I do have feelings for you. But, like, it's not going to work. Mm-hmm. Assuming I was single, I would like to join an existing couple's or poly group's relationship for sexual and or emotional purposes.
Okay, if I was single, yeah.
Done it before. I'm going to go second to the left. Wouldn't say never again, but pray God, hopefully not.
Right.
If it's in my power, it won't happen to me again. Being physically restricted during sex, BDSM, is arousing. Okay, so you've said yes to this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do, like, second to the right. I enjoy feeling like prey hunted by a predator. I hate that.
Yeah, I feel like, well, are you gonna chase me?
No, even if someone's walking behind me in the grocery store, I'm like, ah!
Yeah, that would really freak me out.
I hate being chased. Okay, so that's a hard no. I don't have any sort of specific fetish or non-standard sexual turn-on. I definitely do.
What is it?
I'm not going to share it.
This is something you haven't told me?
It's something I've never told anybody.
Even people you have sex with?
Like, kind of. I mean, it's not crazy. I'm making it sound like it's, like, crazy, and it's really not. I'm just, like, not going to tell you right now.
Wow. I can't believe it.
Do you?
I'm trying to think. I don't think so.
I would like to be completely tied up during sex. Fine. Medium.
Sure. Yeah.
Whatever.
I enjoy being kept as a pet in a cage, eating out of a bowl, and being petted/caressed.
Nope.
You almost got me on the petted caressed part. That's true. But still, I fear no.
I love seeing the fear in my partner's eyes when I know I'm going to inflict pain on them. No, nothing feels worse to me.
Yeah, no. I don't like it.
I'm a lover.
Yeah.
I like to be sexually degraded and humiliated by my partner sometimes.
No! Don't say anything mean to me. I'm going to freak out.
I enjoy playing a different age than what I technically am. No. I would like to be nothing but a 24/7 sex slave, not have any human interaction outside of sex. No. Treating my partner with little or no respect during sex turns me on. No.
No. I'm trying to treat you like a king.
Trying to take care of you.
No, literally.
I like being forced into submission much more than submitting spontaneously. Honestly, no. No. I would like it when my partner is completely tied up during sex. No. Well, medium. Well, no. Second from the left. I have plenty of sexual fantasies that I would like to try out more than most of my kinky peers. Well, in my kinky peer group.
Mm-hmm. No, probably not.
Probably not. I find it adorable when my partner acts or fucking.
Yeah, no.
I find it adorable when my partner acts or dresses childlike. No. Yeah. No, no, no. I could be sexually submissive now and be sexually dominant another time. Yeah. Hard right.
Yeah, all the way, for sure.
It's no big deal when things I try turn out bad for me. It's part of the risk, and it's a necessary part of discovering what works for me. No.
No, I would say yes.
That's a hard no for me.
I would say yes because I wouldn't do, like, I have clear boundaries. Like, I wouldn't try something that I wasn't like, okay, yeah, I want to do this. So if I really wanted to do something and it didn't work out, I would just be like, oh.
Okay, whatever. It was worth it to at least try. Okay, yeah. I enjoy keeping my partner as a pet. No. I could not fulfill all my partner's sexual desires. I would encourage them to see other people.
Yes.
I'm going.
I'm going all the way yes because I feel the way all the time. Anytime anyone asks me to do something, I'm like, do that with somebody else. Please.
Yeah, not me.
Please do it with someone that saw me.
I often behave in an animalistic way during sex. No. Have you ever?
Like, no. But I'm like howling, like define howling. That was so scary. I'm going hard now.
If part of my sexual desires are not fulfilled with my partner, I would like to see other people to fill the gaps.
Yeah.
I enjoy feeling like a predator hunting its prey. No. I like it when my partner takes on a nurturing and guiding, almost parental role in the relationship.
Honestly, yeah, I really like that.
I'm gonna go right in the middle. I enjoy watching other people be naked or having sex. I've never done that.
Do I enjoy watching people having sex? I mean, I like watching porn, but
I think again, it's like you're in the, yeah. in the corner chair.
Also, when I'm in porn, I'm like teleporting myself. Right, to it's be not one of it's the not you in the porn. Like I'm not watching it on the side. I'm like.
Yes, exactly.
Trying to, like, spiritually connect with the dude holding the camera.
You know? You're trying to be in there.
I'm like,
wow, okay. I'm watching it, like, as if I'm peeking through a curtain.
Really?
No.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Like my partners to submit to me 24/7 and I'm willing to take the responsibility that comes with it.
No.
I like my partners to be completely in charge of the bedroom, ordering me around, for me.
No, I don't really want you to order me.
If I could make some money from selling porn clips of myself, I definitely would. I have.
Hard yes.
Being in fear of what my partner is going to do to me is physically arousing. No.
You know, this used to be really for me, but not anymore. But if we're talking about it in the kink and BDSM space, I think that's hot when there's been, like, a pre-consent discussion.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, I feel like if we're taking this test in that context, I would say yes.
Okay, that makes sense.
Like, if we're like, oh, sorry.
It's okay.
You know, if, like, everyone knows the boundaries that are about to happen, but I like...
Then like, it's, like, fun, scary, sexy, scary.
Yeah, exactly. So when it's scary, it's, like, I know, like, what I really like about it is, like... With pain specifically, it's like if it hurts really bad, I know you're going to like really take care of me after. Like as hard as you like hurt me, you have to take care of me that hard. Oof. So I'm like,
yeah, I don't like to be surprised or scared in any capacity. So
right.
I just like to really know what's going on. I feel the need to serve my partner and treat them with the highest respect, addressing them as superior. No. Not superior.
Nope. Not even a little. I'm like, what?
Talking back to one's dominant in a teasingly disobeying way should be part of the subs fun.
Yeah, for sure. Two brats take the BDSM test, like literally.
We're like, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I enjoy verbally degrading my partner. No.
No.
Some people
do. I'm like, you're so beautiful.
No, yeah, yeah. I enjoy it when my partner plays or acts like a pet or animal. No. No. I like to be completely in charge in the bedroom and order my partner around.
No.
Second to that. The idea of being tortured sexually is appealing. Not to me. I would be willing to leave everything behind to live the BDSM life of my dreams. No.
Well, hold on.
That's a really funny one. I'm like, yes. Literally.
Hold on. Because if it's the life of my dreams, that means I make all my other goals and my shareholders are happy.
No, the life of your BDSM dreams. So all you're doing is like.
No, but it's the life of my dreams.
The life of your BDSM dreams.
Right, but
it's still your dreams nonetheless.
My dreams nonetheless. And so, like, if it's the life of my dreams, like, yeah.
Wow.
You know, I have a successful show. I'm a showrunner and a director.
I feel like that's not what it means. It's not like, would you give up your current life for your dream job and sex life? That's not what it's saying. It's saying, would you leave everything behind, all your friends, your career, to just go do have the kind of sex that you like?
Yeah. Okay. But that sex is really romantic, and then also I have a great career.
No, no. Okay, your answer is no. Your answer has to be no. Okay. Would you rather do nothing but have sex all the time or never have sex again?
Nothing but sex all the time.
I'd rather never have sex again. Not because I don't like sex, but because I
be really draining.
Can't stop working.
Because what the fuck are my shareholders going to do
if because I'm having sex all the time? Because I can't read a book. I can't go for a walk.
How am I going to maintain all my LLCs?
Right. I like inflicting pain during sex and seeing the results of it on my partner.
That's no, enough for me. I don't want to hurt you.
I could not.
Actually, that's not true. I'm giving it a medium.
I could not always be dominant or always submissive. I need both. I'm going to go hard yes.
Me too.
The idea of torturing someone sexually is appealing. Not to me.
But like, maybe a little bit. I'm going to give it neutral.
Like edging someone. I guess that falls under that.
Sure. Oh, I don't like edging.
I don't like being edged. I'm like,
neither am I. Like, stop! Like, stop it!
Yeah.
Stop it! I'm like, what are we doing?
Because
I'm getting turned off. I'm getting bored
no, that's
by
happens.
The second.
Every like, time I just get turned off.
Me too. I'm like, well, Jesus Christ.
Well, I lost it.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen now.
Right there. All right.
The idea of torturing someone sexually is appealing. So
I'm doing neutral.
Okay. I want my partner to serve me and address me as a superior. No.
No. Unless it's boss.
Hey, boss.
Unless it's CEO.
You're like, unless by partner, you mean my employees.
And in that case, it's strictly my title, which is CEO.
I enjoy dressing or behaving like a child. No.
No, thank you.
I enjoy being verbally degraded and or being called humiliating names during sex. No.
Okay. Oh, we're almost done.
Thank God. Two more questions.
No. These are the fake ones.
What?
These are the fake questions.
I want to meet more like-minded kinky people. No, I mean, sure, whatever.
No, no, it'll won't say no all the way because it's going to be like, join a community.
So I say no all the way?
Yeah.
If there's a new awesome kink or BDSM project launch, I would like to be kept up to date. No! Yeah. Okay, next.
Oh my God!
This makes it, yeah, totally.
Let's go one by one. What is your 100%?
Switch!
So is mine!
Oh my God!
We did it!
Okay, what's your next one?
Submissive.
Wow. Okay, mine's brat.
Wow, nice.
Which totally makes sense.
Yeah. Okay, I'm 93% submissive. What about
wow.
you?
I'm 81% brat.
Okay, my next is 84% non-monogamous.
Mine is 77% vanilla.
Nice.
Okay. Nothing wrong with vanilla. Delicious flavor.
Okay, then I have rope bunny. What's next for
what
me?
What percent?
80.
Wow. My next percent is submissive 76.
Okay, nice. I'm 72 masochist.
I'm 56.
What does that even mean?
I'm 56 rope bunny. I don't really agree with that, but whatever.
Rope bunny likes to be tied up and restrained using rope and or other attributes, chains, cuffs, spreader bars, etc.
I guess
for sexual enhancement, for art, or just for fun. They enjoy being totally at the mercy of their partners.
I guess, yeah. I could agree to 56% of that then.
Wait, this is hilarious. Okay, yeah, I'm 63% vanilla.
I'm 55% dominant.
Nice. Oh my
That's
God,
exactly
you're in.
Switch.
Wow, you're more dominant than me. I'm 40% dominant.
That honestly makes sense to me.
That makes sense, yeah.
47% exhibitionist.
I'm 50% brat.
Wow, that's really low. 43% experimentalist.
Yeah, I'm like 32% experimentalist, 40% dominant, 23% sadist. And then all the like no's for me are voyeur, rigger, primal hunter, slave, age play, brat, tamer, daddy, mommy, degrader, degradee, boy, girl. What the hell? Mm. Mistress, master, owner, pet, and primal prey. Is it the same for you?
Kind of. I'm 31% non-monogamous, which wow, what that tells that me is sense. I will accidentally land probably in another non-monogamous situation.
Yeah, probably three in your life. Yeah. Three in your lifetime.
Yeah, I'm, already, I'm 10% through right
you've
now.
You've done two. Remember?
I have done two. So then I guess I have one more coming.
Yeah.
And then I can be free of it forever. Yeah,
for sure.
But the next one will probably last about 10 to 15 years.
Yeah, right.
Great. Okay, well, we've learned so much about ourselves.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, this was great. Also, just disclaimer, when I was expressing disgust, that was at the idea of me doing these things. But genuinely, I think it's hot and cool when you guys do these things. So please write in. Tell us about the crazy, tell us about getting pee in your mouth. Because honestly, I think what Jules was really hitting at was that, like, we just need more info.
Also, like, squirt is mostly pee.
No, right. And is if squirt isn't the
would you pee let somebody squirt of, in your mouth?
Yeah. I mean, I've let someone come in my mouth, so I guess what's the fucking difference?
Right. Ew, I remember the first time I let a guy come in my mouth because my high school boyfriend. I remember so clearly. We were making out, and I was like, do you want a blowjob? And he was like, you know, like, like, freaking out. And then I literally start sucking his dick, and he's, like, about to come. And I literally went like this. I was like, wait, stop. Do not come in my mouth. Like, hold on one second. And I, like, got up to go get him a tissue. But at the time, I was in a boot because my foot was injured. So I was, like, hobbling with a boot on. To get him a paper towel to come into. And this was all happening, like, literally on my living room couch.
Right.
And my family was home. They were just, like, upstairs.
Crazy.
So then our whole relationship, I just doubled down on that. I was like, I don't do that. Nice. But then immediately when I got to college, I was like, gotta give up the ghost.
Right. Right.
Not really willing to die on this hill. I'm right. Not that committed. So
right,
I guess I'll
right,
do a hard 180.
No, I didn't have that good of a childhood that I could like enforce a boundary right. forever.
Right. And I just started taking it right to the back of the throat.
Yeah.
Swallowing it. Yeah.
Totally. Okay, well, this test sucks. There's some really offensive language in here.
Totally.
And also the way everything's phrased makes it sound like I wouldn't want to do it. Whereas I bet a lot more of these things phrased better in not a creepy, perverted way that makes everything sound insane. I would score a lot higher on some of these other ones.
Totally. I feel like when I used to take it, I was like 100% vanilla or something mm-hmm. like that. And I do think that the last time I took it, I think I was probably still, like, straight.
Wow.
Like, I don't think I was, like, super... I don't know. Honestly, I was kind of kinky when I was straight, too. Mm. I'm just kind of... I'm down for whatever one time. This is Una sending us in a voice memo.
Hello. Okay, I'm gonna make this as short and sweet as possible. Me and my best friend used to have a friend who used to be completely just as close to us as we are together.
Whispering.
But this friend got into a relationship around 7 months ago or so, and little by little has gotten incredibly fucking distant. We've had conversations about it multiple times where I've talked about, like, hey, we should lay on the table, like, our morals about how much attention and energy we can give to our friendships and our relationships and how much we tell each other about our relationships. And every time she's had that conversation, completely agreeing with me, being completely there for me, but then getting worse by the day. And it's gotten to the point that she, like, refuses to see us on a monthly basis, and it's not like she's even busy, but she just won't. What do I do? Do I cut this person off or wait around or ask them?
Hold on.
Sorry, I tried to make that as short as possible, but I'm going to finish the end. I said, do I cut this person off or wait around for them to come around? And you can use my name. And I love your guys' podcast so much. You guys remind me of me and my best friend.
Aww.
Or they, I'm gay.
Cute. Okay, Una, I think you neither, I don't think you have to cut them out or wait around for them. I think keep doing your own thing. Don't wait around for them. Like, chill. Keep doing you. Like, grow your other relationships. And eventually, if this person has, like, some clarity, maybe after this relationship either settles or they get out of it eventually and comes back and is like, hey, I'm sorry, then, you know, you can decide then if you want to have them back into your life. But I think, like, in situations like these where it seems like this person's, like, just going through something or trying to have, like, a slow fade out, I don't know, like, just if you can shift your focus and just realize it's probably not about you and if it's meant to be, you guys will come back into each other's lives. But
I would say, yeah, don't cut it off, because typically if people get into a relationship and stop hanging out with their friends, there's like a couple of things happening, right?
Yeah.
Like, one of those things could be that relationship is not healthy. And so that happens. Sometimes you get into a toxic relationship and just try to be there for your friend. You can't get them out of it, so, like, don't take that upon yourself.
Yeah.
But just, like, keep reminding them that you're there.
Maybe, like, once every four times you hang out with your friends, you can shoot a text to them and be like, hey, we're doing this tonight. Want you to know you're always welcome. Like, that sort of thing.
Exactly.
But I don't think you need to be confrontational about why this person isn't spending time with you. Although I know it hurts. And you know what? If it's hurting you so much and you need closure and that's what's going to feel best to you, then you can reach out as well. But I do think that, like, you're probably not going to receive the, like, breakthrough conversation that you're searching for right now. And that can be more hurtful than just pushing
and
through.
If it's not a toxic relationship, if this person's just generally, like, so in love and, like, freaking out and, like, can't hang out with anyone except for this person that they're so obsessed with, that could be happening too. And when they're, like, wait, like what you said, when the relationship settled, they might just owe you an apology.
Yeah.
And, like, that literally, this happens.
We've all been there. I've done this. My first girlfriend, I disappeared off the face of the earth for, like, 3 months.
Right. Like, shit happens, and it's not a good thing. It's, like, not a good thing. It's not a pretty part of us. But sometimes people get totally fucking wrapped up, and love does weird things to people.
Yeah. But I'm sending you love, and it sounds like you have a good group of other friends. So stick with them. You know,
don't talk shit.
Don't send any hate. Just
don't talk shit.
Let it play out and
be the sweet little
Una
that you are.
Because in the end, you're gonna feel better about this in a couple months if you can look back and just be like, you know, I kind of just let it rock and, like, I'll figure out.
Oh, my favorite, like, cheesy mom quote is, like, you'll never forget or remember what you haven't forgotten if you can just keep it in your heart.
What?
I was kidding. I was just playing around things. My favorite cheesy mom quote is, like, you'll never regret choosing kindness.
Yeah, that's true.
And I remember I, like, heard that probably from my mom when I was young. And it's so true that every single time I've been like, you know what? Like, this person needs to hear it.
Yeah.
I regret it. And every single time, even if I'm seething and it would feel so fucking good to tell this bitch the fuck off, every time I've just, like, lived with kindness, I haven't regretted it.
That is different in situations where you should be standing up for yourself and you're not.
For sure.
But yeah, if it's, like, your reaction is anger or, like, hatred, it's better to, because that's giving the other person so much power.
Oh my God.
For you
literally
to have that type of reaction.
Yeah.
And oftentimes that's the type of reaction that person is seeking.
Yes. So they can have the power over you.
So
Anyway,
Una, great question. Thank you so much for listening. I hope this settles itself.
Yeah.
And please send an update if anything changes.
Please.
And we love you.
Yeah.
I got a pocket full of sunshine. I got a love and I know that he's all mine. Oh. Whoa. Say what you want, but you're never going to break me. Sticks and stones are never going to break me. Whoa. Whoa. Take me away.
A secret place.
A great escape.
Take me away.
Take me away.
A secret place. Take me away. A secret place. There's nobody, and there's no way I know. But it's all inside. So only thought inside. Take me away.
Take me away.
I'll take me back.
A secret place.
A sweet escape.
A sweet escape.
Take me away. Take me away.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode. We love you so much. Gay and They is a Fruit House production.